Hi, this is Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Thursday and another slice of fresh bread. John chapter 5. I'm going to pick up reading at verse 19. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And greater works than these will he show him, so that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom he will. The Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son, just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me, he has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death unto life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment." Well, this is God's word again from the Gospel of John. The account, of course, takes place in the context of Jesus having healed the man at the pool of Bethesda. And he has declared his deity when he says, "I am the Son of God." And they now want to kill him, because when he says he's the Son of God, they realize that he is declaring his deity, and they now accuse him of blasphemy. So here we understand now that God dwells in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Jesus says the three are one, and I, the Son, am doing the work of the Father. There is no contradiction in their work. The Father sends the Son to redeem his people. The Son has come to redeem the people that the Father has given him. And the Holy Spirit will apply that work of redemption to all that the Son has purchased. And Jesus says, so you, if you want to come to the Father, you have to believe in me. All judgment has been handed over to me. Then he makes this glorious good news statement. The Father has appointed all judgment to the Son, but the Son has not come to bring judgment. The Son has come to bear our judgment on the cross. And he says, if you believe in me, you pass from judgment unto life. Now he's coming again. And when he comes again, he'll bring judgment. And he says, today, if you hear my voice, the dead shall live. He's speaking of the spiritually dead. We're born dead in our sins, but when the Holy Spirit brings the good news of the gospel and we respond to Christ, we've been born again. We've come from death unto life. But when Jesus comes back, the second time he returns, he won't come to bear judgment. He will come to bring judgment. And all the dead, the physically dead, will rise and stand before that judgment seat. And when you stand before that judgment seat, it is those who have put their trust in Christ, that have passed from death unto life, that will live with him forever. And those who have not come to Christ, on that day the judgment of God will fall upon them. He's coming again. He'll bring judgment. But he's already come. And the first time he came, he has come to bear our judgment. So today, leave death, come to life, and put your trust in him. And that's a great slice of fresh bread. You're the light
unto my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.